from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Great movie quote. All right, we got to talk about the Atlanta Falcons before I get in trouble talking about any other movie quotes on this microphone. J.D. Bertrand, look, he joined the Midday Show yesterday. They are headed down to Miami, and he talked about what it was like looking forward to hitting somebody in those Miami uniforms.
I'm ecstatic. I mean, it's almost back to college in a way. Like, you're out there, you're starting off, you're the guy right there, and then you got all the special teams groups. And so I think the other thing that I'm excited for is it'll be a new offense with new challenges, and so being able to play them in the week and then kind of study that film during the week to be able to prepare for that game and prepare for that final performance.
I'm not sure anybody is hotter right now in terms of Falcons newcomers, maybe aside from Darnell Mooney, who also had a good night Friday night at the Benz. As far as Falcons newcomers, Kirk is just in a league of his own. I'm not trying to go there. But I'm not sure anybody is a hotter name right now than J.D. Bertrand because, look, Mike Penix has been good. I don't know if he's blown the roof off of anybody when you've watched him in practice. It's been good. He's been solid. He is a rookie quarterback in his first training camp. But Bertrand and his ability to cover from the middle linebacker spot, I think, has been an eye-opener for a lot of people. And to be honest with you, when you look at guys like Nate Landman that we've compared him to, I don't know that they have always had that ability. They're kind of very specific in the way they play defense in the passing game.
Yeah, I think that, you know, you kind of want guys like Caden Ellis and Troy Anderson to be the guys that are doing more coverage than Bertrand or Landman. But, I mean, I think Bertrand fits more naturally from people I've talked to, you know, and Dave Archer and I were talking about this yesterday, than that he would kind of be Landman's guy. I push back a little bit though on the initial statement about maybe the names you've heard, you know, that are the freshest. I think I've seen a lot of good things out of Darnell Mooney, who's a Falcon newcomer, not a rookie class guy.
Yeah.
I think that Ray McCloud has absolutely stood out in a good way as a newcomer, sure, with what he's done in the passing game. So, you know, I don't think necessarily you're wrong. I just think I would throw some other names out there. Charlie Warner is, you know, you and I had this conversation. I got my, Allie, I get, this is called my spot.
Oh, Allie.
Hold is this self made? I'm curious.
No, this is not self made.
Okay. So
it's self ordered. Does that count?
No,
I don't make the underwear that I bought off Amazon, but I went about ordering it.
Actually, I don't order this. These come for Wes and Arch, and I spot for Wes. I'm the executive producer of the network,
right?
The entire radio network, and the spotter for Wes. And so it comes with names. And I looked on here and I said, Mike, who's Robert Burns?
Yeah.
And he goes, what? And I go, well, Robert Burns is listed on here as a fullback, But he's not on, and I go, but I'm not, do you recall seeing this guy? And I said, I didn't know we had a fullback this year.
Allie, I tell people all the time in this microphone that nobody knows this roster like me and Squid. As a tandem on radio, nobody knows this roster more than me and Squid.
So
when he
90.
Hit me over the head with this morning, I was like, what? Who's that?
Who is it?
So, well, I go to the 90-man roster. No, not here it is. He's on the PUP list.
Yeah.
But he's listed as a fullback. We have seen Charlie Warner, who was signed in the offseason from San Francisco, and he played at UGA. I think Warner might actually be a Georgia kid.
He is.
I believe he's from Greenville, but no, he might be from Tiger, Georgia. Well, anyways, not important. Fact of the matter is he's came in here as a tight end, and he's going to be a blocking tight end, but he's also played some H-back stuff and fullback kind of stuff. And so he's been that guy that plays that fullback position. So when I saw Robert Burns, I was like, what? But Werner's a guy I've seen a lot of things out of.
Well, and I think, look, he plays H-back. And I mentioned this to Arch the other day. There's not two people on the Falcons roster that are listed at the same position that do more different things than Kyle Pitts and Charlie Warner. And we talked about the Falcons tight end position as opposed to what it was last year. You don't have Jonnu Smith. You don't have some of, the Parker Hesses of the world. You don't have those guys. Mykole Pruitt, right? It's a different room other than Kyle Pitts this year, and Charlie Warner is being asked to do things that he's never been asked to do, that nobody ever here has been asked to do. He's playing H-back. Allie, you were talking earlier about you've been watching receiver a little bit. So George Kittle, I haven't watched much, but George Kittle, speaking of tight ends, seems to be a guy that's kind of winning a lot of people over with his performance in the show.
He has such a great personality. I mean, he has fun every single time he goes out there, and he gets that he gets to do this. It's not a have to.
Right.
And that's what I love.
It's a get to, not a got to.
Yes, I love people like that. And he has so much fun, and his wife is so supportive. It's that entire show is so enlightening to that position.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting, too, and the reason I bring that up is because Charlie Warner played with him last year, and it was a lot of the same kind of relationship between George Kittle and Charlie Warner. Now, I think Kittle does a little more inline blocking at the line of scrimmage than Kyle Pitts is going to be asked to, but I'll be honest, over the last couple of days that I've watched, Kyle Pitts has been attached to the line of scrimmage, being asked to block on the backside and block out on outside linebackers and block out on Arnold Ebiketie and do different things. Now, here's the other end of that conversation. Charlie Warner will insert on the backside of running plays and on the front side of running plays. He'll go in motion. We've started to see that a little bit from the wide receiver position, haven't we? We've seen that speed motion and kind of the insert from guys like Drake London and company. I'm starting to get pretty excited about where this offense is headed.
Yeah, I was excited as soon as I had some conversations with Zach Robinson off the record, and I asked a couple of questions of things that I wanted to see that I missed from the Kyle Shanahan days. And he was like, yeah, absolutely. And I was like, oh, yes, I love that. I love that. Bring it back. but when you talk about Drake London, when we talked to Drake London last week, I asked him, and hey, what is something that is underrated of your game? And he was like, my quickness. And Drake make no bones about it. He doesn't not sit here and tell you he's going to compete as the inline speed champion, straight speed guy. But he's like, look, I'm quick. I can get in and out of breaks, and my burst is better than people think. I think there's some truth to that. I don't think Drake is as big and plodding as people want to make. I also don't think he's the fastest guy on the team. But I think with those quickness in his bursts and his little movements, I think that would help this offense, and especially some of the routes, the concepts you're mentioning.
Right, and I think when you have a guy like Drake London, if he can insert into the line of scrimmage and then be a part of play-action pass, if he can just kind of body somebody up and get in the way, but then be a part of those play-action passes and get downfield, I think he's going to have a great year. Allie, I have one more question about the receiver because – Like I said, I have not watched this.
Mm-hmm.
What are the other wide receivers that are actually a part of this show? Because I'm starting to hear rave reviews, and Hard Knocks starts tonight, so I'm going to probably try to watch that.
Yeah.
But I think I need to get back and watch the receiver series.
You've got Tyreek.
Okay.
Tyreek Hill.
Number one player in the NFL, according to his peers.
So they do follow Debo.
Okay. I can get with that. I'm here for that.
I'm trying to think. It's been a minute since I watched it, but
it's been out for a while. I was gonna say Justin Jefferson.
Yes. Oh, Justin Jefferson. I mean, he is insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that entire show, you should watch it. It's really good.
I'm looking forward to that.
I've kind of heard that Devontae Adams came off like a little bit of a diva.
A little bit. I mean, he was just saying he needs to get out of here before he gets killed when he was going out for plays and coming back. And so that's a little dramatic.
Were they all mic'd up like during games, too? Oh, my God. I got to check that out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.